You are listening to a sermon from Mission Point St. John. We hope this message encourages a deeper connection between you and Jesus, our Savior.
Hope in the Scripture means favorable and confident expectation. When it's used as a verb, it's usually kind of accompanied by two prepositions. We're exhorted to put our hope in a person, God, and rest our hope on a certain ground, and that's the promise of God. And when you see in Scripture the word hope, you'll also see it at times connected with the word wait. And there are times when our hope, we have to wait for it. And sometimes people are in your family that you've been praying for, and individuals that you desire to see saved, and maybe it hasn't happened yet, and you're waiting for them to receive hope. There's also generations of people, millions of people around this world that is still waiting for something to fill the longing that's in their heart, the peace that seems to be missing, the part of their life that seems to not have full direction or fruition of what they desire to see happen or what they would like to see happen, and that is hope. This morning we have a hope. We have a hope. We have what people need. We have what countries that have not experienced this hope yet. We have what people have not experienced. And sometimes there's a hope process that people have to go through. There's a difference between the process of hope and the promise of hope. If you don't trust God in the process of hope, then you'll have problems understanding, amen, the promise of hope. How many times have you prayed for a loved one and it seems like they've got worse? It seems like maybe things have become more difficult. How many times have you prayed for a situation and it seems like it just went backwards two steps? And your hope is challenged because you're waiting for a promise, but there's a difference between the process of the hope and the promise of the hope. Maybe the best example of this in Scripture is the life of Abraham, who had a big promise that was given to him. He had such a faith in God and a trust in God that he did not waver, but that promise went through a process before it came to fruition. 25 years he waited for the promise. That's quite a process. Paul writes about it in Romans chapter 4. He says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. This morning, sometimes the hope that you're holding on to, maybe for a situation or a family member or a certain position or whatever the promise might be, you're going through that process and it's not always easy to do, just like it was for Abraham, to the point that he could only imagine after 25 years of waiting for the promise. But the scripture is so powerful. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but there was a faith in him of a hope that God had given him that he would have a son. Now, in spite of Abraham's failures and sin, God kept his promise and Isaac was born. And many of God's promises do not depend on our character, because sometimes that can waver. Abraham and Sarah thought they would try a different way. And Ishmael is born. And Ishmael was not the design of what God's promise was. There was a wavering at what took place. And the situation was, we're going to maybe help God through this process. So it's not dependent just upon our character, because that can waver. But it depends upon the faithfulness of God, which cannot waver. When God said, whatever is going to happen is going to happen, you can be assured, amen, that the hope that you have been given will take place. I'm here to tell you this morning at Mission Point that whatever God has placed into your heart as a hope today, you can be assured that if he said it, it will happen. No matter what the world says, and no matter even how much you may waver, if God said it, you can be assured that it will happen. Promises. I've received promises that haven't taken place yet. Sure. God gave me promises that hasn't happened yet. And there's sometimes been questions in my mind. Did I hear God right? Yeah, that ever happened to you? Did I actually hear God right? What, you know, did I eat too much pizza that day? What is it? You have those thoughts go through your mind that cause a little bit of doubt. And then all of a sudden God will remind you in the middle of a situation or a circumstance. I put a promise into your spirit. I've not changed my direction for that promise. I've not changed the direction of what I told you however many years ago. And sometimes he takes events just to renew that promise in you. And all of a sudden there's a renewed hope inside of you that if God said it, it will take place. I'm here this morning to preach what God has put into my spirit for some individual that's in the house of God today, that maybe there's been a wavering in your thought pattern. Maybe there's been a wavering in the situation that you're in, that you just can't see how God's going to do it and how it's going to take place. But you've got a hope this morning in somebody that's faithful. Even though your character, even though your thoughts may get a little off track at times, you've got a hope this morning that you can wait for, that he will perform what he has said. I don't know exactly how you came into the house of God this morning and what your thoughts were and what you would hear, but as God spoke to me early this morning about speaking to you about a hope, there's biblical experience after illustration after illustration of people that faced years of waiting, but all of a sudden God came through just in time to let people know that he still has remembered you. The writer of Hebrews, he writes it this way: for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing, I will bless thee. And multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Notice, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. He confirmed it by an oath. God not only gave Abraham a promise, but he confirmed it, the Bible says, by an oath. You can read that in Genesis chapter 22. It's when a witness takes an oath in court, he says the words, so help me God. We call on the greater to witness for the lesser. None is greater than God. So he made an oath on himself. He made an oath to Abraham on himself because there was no one greater than him. God said to Abraham, I'm making an oath. I swear I'm going to bless you. Why did he make that oath? He made a covenant that he was telling the truth to Abraham. And no matter how many times there would be a question that would come into Abraham's mind, he knew that the oath could not be given by someone greater than what he had received it by. And the oath would be that sometimes God was going to look like a liar. You can imagine 25 years he's waiting for a son. There was times within that 25 years that it would look like God was a liar. God, you've been promised me a son. I'm going to be 100. Now, I just have to be honest with you. I have no desire, zero desire to have kids at 100. I don't care how many promises God wants to make. I'll tell you this story. This happened one time. We were in South Carolina, and there was an evangelist there, and he was praying for people. I mean, it was powerful. People were being healed and filled with the Holy Ghost. All of a sudden, he called up this couple, and they were probably maybe in their 40s, I'm thinking. And he said, "Do you have any children?" And they said, yeah, we have two children. Are they here? Yeah, they're here. Bring them up. So up came their two teenage children. Stood on the platform with them. And this evangelist kind of stopped. And he said, is this all your kids? Yeah, this is all our kids. Why do I see three kids? Do you want another child? And the lady just started crying. They were wanting to have another child. And he prayed for them to have another child. My wife leaned over to me. She said, we got to get out of here. We don't dare let him call us up here. Sometimes it looks like God may have lied. Abraham's facing a situation of 25 years. He's reaching an age where it's way past possibility. Sometimes it'll look like serving God doesn't work. Well, God, I've been serving you faithfully this whole time, and it doesn't seem to be working. Sometimes things will get worse before they get better. Sometimes it will look like you're going backwards instead of forward. Sometimes it will look like he's trying to kill you instead of bless you. Why would I put myself under this stress, Lord? Why would I want this weight upon me of a promise that I'm not seeing happen? Oh, I listen. I've heard people that will make comments. God, I'd rather you just take the promise away than me to be left with the unknown. In this room this morning, somebody's facing that type of mentality today. And I'm here to tell you that if God promised it, the process may not always be easy, but the promise is worth waiting for because it's your hope. It's your hope this morning that what He has said is what He will do. I don't know how He does it. I don't always know why He waits sometimes the way He does. I don't understand. His ways are above my ways. And His thoughts are above my thoughts. But I'm just here to tell you today that you've got a hope that you can wait for. And the process may take you a different journey. But the promise will happen. It will happen. I'm not here to tickle your ears today. Not here just to give a few little statements and then we pray and we go home. Someone is struggling in their mind of the promise that hasn't happened yet. Maybe God just allowed this morning to happen to give you a reminder so that you don't stagger at the promises that have been given. That unbelief doesn't overtake you. And that doesn't become what you succumb to. But rather, the strength of your faith rises to a new challenge that said, God, you have made an oath into my spirit, and I know that the process is something I got to go through, but I'm going to wait for the promise because that is absolutely my hope. David waited 20 years before he became king. Can you imagine the life and the prospect of what Joseph went through? He had his dreams, get sold by his brother, falsely accused and put in prison. Years and years go by before those dreams come to fruition, to the saving of his family and the people of God. Elisha followed Elijah for 11 years before he received what he asked for. I don't know how many times Bartimaeus tried to get help. And even when he cried out, he was told to be quiet. But he just kept crying even the louder because his hope was there. And the process that he was going through might even have been embarrassing to him. But oh no, I'm waiting for the promise. That's my hope. The lame man was lame for 40 years. Can't imagine the man that was carried by four and let down through the roof. That process. You know what, guys? It's probably too much effort, too much bother. You mean we got to take the roof off? It's too full. We can't get in. Let's try another time. Oh, no, no. We got to get you to Jesus. That's your hope. That's your hope. And I know there's a promise that if we can get your hope, get you to the hope, amen, the process is not, we're not worried about the process. We'll put the roof back on. We'll take care of that. That's not what we're worried about, getting you to the hope, the promise that he has for you. And you can imagine the transformation that took place when he was let down through that roof. Too big a crowd. Everybody that I touch will have to go through a cleansing. That's what the woman with the issue of blood would have thought. Everybody's going to have to go through a cleansing ritual because of me pressing through the crowd. That's the law of the day. But she didn't get caught up in the process. She got caught up in there's a hope on the end of that fringe of his garment. And when I get to it, I'm going to receive the promise. And when she touched him, immediately something happened. You can only imagine. And you'll go through similar situations in life. You'll look and maybe it'll seem like it's getting worse, and it'll seem like you must have missed the mark when God said what you thought he said, and it hasn't happened for decades or years or months or weeks, whatever the case is. But you've got a hope this morning, and I'm here to remind you of that hope, that don't allow the process to stop you from getting to the promise. Hallelujah. Music come this morning. The enemy would love for you to get bogged down in the process. You know what? It's just too much bother. I don't want to upset too many people. I don't want to stick out, stand out. I don't want to be... I don't want be highlighted in any way. I'm not interested in that. Oh, no, that can't be what your thought pattern is this morning. You've got to take a hold of the hope that you've got. Amen. And that hope is you're going to get to the promise. And the promise cannot be detoured by the process. So I'm just looking for people this morning that's in the house of God, people watching or listening online right now. Whatever it is that you have felt God put into your spirit however long ago, however long it's been. Amen. It may just be happening. It may hasn't happened. Maybe you don't see anything even changing yet. I'm here to remind you today that you've got a hope of receiving the promise because he made an oath and he will not go back on it. There's people in your life that's made promises to you. And sometimes those promises are not kept. And our faith gets shattered in people. Disappointment happens. And we're only human. So when that happens to us in the natural, and sometimes we're challenged when we're given a promise in the spiritual. And our faith is sometimes wavering. It wavers, and sometimes we stagger at the promises because we've seen too many opportunities and examples of things that have happened in people's lives where people have been let down. I'm not talking about me making you a promise. I'm talking about God making you a promise. And when God makes an oath to you, he cannot lie. He cannot lie. He's not trying to punish you by it not happening yet. He's got you in a process. And the process is sometimes hard to understand. Can you imagine after 25 years of waiting for the promise? Summer's around 12, 15 years later, God says, kill him. I want you to sacrifice Isaac. What? No. Okay. I thought I didn't hear God the first time. I know I didn't hear God this time. There's no way. The Bible says he doesn't waver at the promise. He's an example to us. And he goes, Sir, you can read that whole process. That's another whole sermon. And God renews within him that he made a promise to him. You know what the scripture says? God provided a sacrifice instead of Isaac. I mean, when God made a promise, that promise was never going to be gone back on. When Abraham went up the mountain with the lad, he said, we're going up to worship and we'll return. He already knows what God has said. He gave him a promise. And that promise was, no matter what the process was, that was his hope. And so this morning, I'm just after however many people that God has placed into my spirit to speak to you this morning, that your hope is in the promise that he's given, no matter what the process is. Stand, would you? Hallelujah. I don't do this very often. We'll have everyone come in a minute. But I'm looking for individuals that will take a step of faith out of your seat this morning. That you feel like you've been given a promise. It's been your hope, but you're having difficulty with the process. God, I don't understand everything that's happening. I don't understand everything that you're doing, and I'm asking you to step out of your seat this morning. Come to this altar. We're going to pray for you specifically. Everyone's going to come in a bit. If you feel like the promise that you've been given has been challenged by the process, and it's been giving you second thoughts. Things come into your mind. I don't know, God, how you're doing this. But I'm just going to place it in your hands this morning. Because I've got a hope today, God. I've got a hope. I've got a hope in the promise that you've given, Jesus. And I'm just having difficulty with the process. See, that any type of situation can fit into that this morning. It can be a work situation. It can be a family situation. It can be a marital situation, a financial situation, an immigration situation. It can be all kinds of things. That your hope's being challenged by the process this morning. And let me tell you, sometimes we waver. But his faithfulness will never waver. You can count on it this morning. His faithfulness will never waver. And the promise will come. And the promise will happen. Ask God for strength this morning through the process. God, I'm praying for every individual that stepped out of their seats and God made their way to this altar this morning. God, you know every situation and every circumstance. And God, I know that you put it into my spirit for this day. God, that people in this great church, God, have had thoughts go through their minds that have challenged them through the process as they wait for the promise. But God, you wanted them to be reminded today that that's their hope. The hope is to wait. Wait for the promise, no matter the process. And God, I pray you'd renew in their spirit a renewed hope this morning. Hallelujah, of what you're going to do, what you're doing. God, what you have promised, I pray, God, let it arise in their spirit right now. God, that you know exactly where they are. And God, you know exactly what you're doing. And what you're going to do, God, you know exactly, God, the process and what you're trying to accomplish through their life.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information, connect with us on our website at missionpoint.ca. God bless you.